All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ron Stutz here, along with Freddie Kiger on WCA. It's trivia time.
Yes, it is.
And Freddie Kiger comes up with some of the most outlandish trivia questions you've ever heard.
Well, we try to make sure that we keep you guessing. Mm-hmm. Don't want you to get settled in and think, well, I know today is going to be da-da-da. The only way you can know is Tuesday.
I don't want you to get too comfortable. Just always feel just a little bit on edge. Because Freddie Kiger is on the cutting edge.
There we go.
And we got to join him there.
Well, but today does have a degree of apropos.
Uh-huh.
Because tonight, down in Charlotte, right, the Carolina Panthers open their preseason NFL season.
Hard to believe. You said that the other day. You said, I'm only 3 days away from doing my first football game.
And yeah, I mean,
hard to believe.
And then I'll be driving down to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, say hello to Mick for me, would you?
I will say hello to Mick.
Mick Mixon, the voice of the Carolina Panthers.
I'll see Mick, because we usually have a chance to catch up and chat before he goes into the radio booth and I go into the TV booth. This is also the game for me to kind of get the wheels back in gear for what's coming for the ACC football schedule.
Get you in the mood for football.
Yeah.
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah, Hank Williams Jr. may be ready too, but keep his mouth shut.
Oh, boy.
Well, a question about the Panthers.
Yeah, okay.
You ready? Here we go, folks. The Panthers opened their exhibition football season tonight against the Buffalo Bills. Mm-hmm. They've been around since 1995.
Okay.
Our question? Name the Panthers quarterback who started the Panthers' very first NFL game.
Oh, what was that guy's name?
Yeah.
Wow.
Name the Panthers. Now, we're not talking about exhibition stuff, although this guy probably did start.
Yeah.
But we're talking about the NFL regular season, 1995. Name the Panthers' quarterback who started
our franchise's
very first game.
I can see him in my mind.
Yeah.
I cannot remember his name. All right. Let me think about it.
Think about that, because I think
everybody else do the same thing.
Ruminate.
Yeah.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. It's 50% off, $20 worth of food and drink available today for only $10. Picture the perfect intimate and relaxed gathering spot. Oasis is the place. Located in downtown Carrboro inside Carmel Mall, it operates as a coffee house, tea room, wine bar, and cafe during the day. At night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. It's 50% off from Oasis at Carmel. And it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Boy, Freddie, you're asking a tough question today. You wanted to know who was the very first in the Carolina Panthers' first official NFL game.
Right, who was their starting quarterback? Yep.
Kerry Collins,
Nittany Lion, who played in 13 games that initial season. Frank Reich.
Mm-hmm.
Of the University of Maryland, played in the other three. For the record, the Panthers went 7-9 in their inaugural season.
Not bad.
No.
The first year.
I mean, they had a real chance to finish for the first time in NFL history as an expansion team at 500. But with a 13-7 win over the 49ers, it was the first time an NFL expansion team beat the reigning Super Bowl champs. And it was the first time that season that an expansion team in the NFL had four consecutive wins. So quite a monumental season for the Carolina Panthers.
Sure was.
And Jerry Richardson.
Not bad at all.
No.
There have been some years since then where Panthers fans would have loved to trade with that success.
Oh, you are exactly right. And now there has to be a lot of excitement, a lot of anticipation for this particular season.
Yeah.
So
I think so. Cam Newton, franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got a lot of other good players there, too. So
be interesting to see the absence of Steve Smith.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll have plenty of good folk and
including
build upon last year's success.
Kelvin Benjamin from Florida State, wide receiver. And another guy, Trey Boston, we're keeping an eye on him. He's still there, although he's injured right now, I think.
Yep.
But we'll see how it all goes.
Well, you know what? I'll give you a report on Monday.
All right.
All right.
Fantastic.
Everybody have a good weekend.
Thank you very much.